This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl. Nighttime would find me in Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl.
Beautiful El Paso, Texas, Jamie.
My God, you know, that's my new favorite song. I love that song.
A little Marty Robbins, huh?
I just love it. You know, your friend Chris, he actually sang it to me. He was driving through El Paso and actually played that song while driving through El Paso. It was a beautiful moment.
How are you doing this morning?
Tell you a few things. First of all, I'm sitting here. I'm outside. It's beautiful. So El Paso, I would describe it as a really, really, really big Cherry Creek.
Oh, okay.
That's
yeah.
Nice.
So like all the little shops are super cool and little trees with like they have Christmas lights and all the little trees and everything. But it's very confusing here because they're just now starting to open up. So nobody remember when we went through that like where you don't know if you're supposed to wear a mask or not wear a mask?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're doing that. So, like, all the staff at the hotel has a mask, but then some people have it when they get on the elevator, and then some people don't want to get on the elevator with you. And so the Senior Citizens Center is just now opening up today.
Yeah. Well, that kind of confuses me because I thought Texas was way ahead of the curve.
Well, the guy I met on the airplane said that they were, and they opened wide up, but then they had a huge surge, and it went really, really bad, and so then they shut down again.
Oh,
so now you're doing the mass dance.
Those damn surges.
I know. Yeah, I am, Carson, doing the mass dance. Like, I don't know. And I don't know. Are we supposed to take it to the pool? I don't know. But the two big news stories here is the Senior Citizen Center is opening up, and so is the water park. Oh, my God, you guys, the best part of El Paso, and I'll have to film one, is the local freaking used car commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Oh, my God. They are so on point. They are so hilarious. These guys are like, we're the happy guys selling you used cars. And then they smile really big.
That's great. Yeah, all right. So you're down there to get a passport. Your meeting today, your, appointment, is it what time? Noon?
Noon. Yeah, it's at noon. So we have to check out before we go.
Do you feel like you've got all the I's dotted and the T's crossed here? Is there anything you left out? Because we're feeling here on the show that possibly, we just know you, Jamie. We just know you.
Yeah.
And we know that things can go south fast.
Yeah, they sure can.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I don't want to be like negative toward you, but are you sure you got everything?
Okay, so let me just tell you a couple of things that happened, and this is a true story. So first of all, I needed the documents from my son's dad, right?
Uh-oh.
And so he came by, he dropped off my son on Saturday, and he took a picture. No, he picked him up on Saturday because next day was going to be Father's Day. So he took a picture, and he had put Marina Del Rey, Colorado, and then he put Denver, California.
Oh, my God.
And he had him certified. And I said, he goes, I'll just go in with a pen and change it. I go, dude, you had him, what's that, notarized? They go, you can't change anything with a pen. And I go, these are government, they're the government documents that you fill out on the computer. And I was like, and then you print them out. I'm like, you got to change all this. He's like, it'll be fine. I'm not changing anything. I'm like, oh, my God, you like literally have to.
So
and
did he
like,
do
I'm
it?
Not. Yeah, he finally did it.
Oh, thank you.
Did you threaten to shoot him or something?
No, it's just that my son got on the phone. He won't do anything if it's me, but my son got on the phone like, Dad, come on, it's a government document. You got it. So that happened, right?
Yeah.
So listen, so then I'm going to DIA. Now, we all know every one of us have been to DIA 100,000 times.
Yep.
I somehow missed the exit to go into the parking.
Uh-oh.
I totally missed it. I missed the exit to go into parking. So I have to go all the way back around. Well, you know the return to airport road?
Yeah.
It's closed.
Yeah, it's a disaster.
Oh.
It's a disaster. So we have to go back up to whatever that street is, way up by the car rental place, and turn around. And I'm like, Caden, at some point, like, oh, my son, sorry, Ralphie. I'm like, at some point, I go, we have to figure this out. Like, something's going wrong. Then we get on the airplane. There's a big hole that has been patched and stuck back in it and patched with, like, duct tape and, like, I don't know, some kind of sauce, and they covered it.
Yeah, well, duct tape works, though.
On your flight?
Duct tape's
on my
good
flight.
Stuff.
Oh,
it's
my.
Good stuff. Man, so oh, man, it's always something.
Okay, so last thing, and then I'll tell you the next break.
Oh.
So a woman that is Native American, she sent me a private message, and she told me why I should not be going on my trip.
Oh.
To the Bahamas?
Yes.
No.
I mean, is it one of those like spiritual,
yes.
She's like a guide or something in life?
Yes.
Yeah, you might want to listen to her because they're pretty pretty smart about that.
Oh, yeah.
What did she say?
Well, I'm going to read you guys the letter that she wrote the next break that I talk to you. But you guys, she's a Native American. She told me what tribe she's with. And she's like, blah, 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 blah.
We get it. We get it. We get it. Okay, blah, blah, blah. We get it. We get it. Jamie, you know, I take this to heart because you know me. I'm partially Native American, too, so I fully get this.
Right. I mean, even though that DNA test didn't really come up.
You know what? DNA is never right.
Minor details.
They are. It's all a lie. It's all a lie.
Yeah, that DNA is so overrated. Yes,
I'm Native American. It really is.
You need to listen to this lady. They really know the spiritual world.
Well, I know. And so I'm like a little sketched out. And then think about it. I missed the parking spot. And then there was Denver, California, Marina del Rey, Colorado.
Yeah.
I mean, and then there's a patch in the airplane. I've never seen a patch in an airplane.
It's a sign.
I know.
It is.
Yeah, I know.
Not just one. You're getting signs thrown at you left
and
right.
This is bad news all around.
This is like fastballs coming your way.
I know. All and right. So she's like, listen to my people.
All right, next hour, will you give it to us?
I will read it to you. Yeah, okay. I'll read it to you.
We'll do it next hour, right?
Okay, all right, perfect.
All right, there you go. Jamie live from El Paso, Texas.
Blah, 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 blah.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.